Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here at the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you are sending me emails and you're calling me. You know, I know how old you are because, yes, I look like a chia pet. My hair's all over the place. I got it. This is radio, so I really don't deal with the hair. I don't really much care about that. And I think some of you guys are just darn jealous that I got so much hair at my age. And I may sell it off someday. Seriously. Because, you know, they're making them real wig hairs and stuff like that for guys anyhow. But 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to MyPillow.com. Daddy's Day is coming up. Come on. The guy's going to probably be out there barbecuing for you in the heat on Dad's Day. Because that's usually how it goes down, right? And the kids are going to whine about cleaning up afterward. And he's going to end up cleaning up some stuff. Because he doesn't like the way you clean the grill anyhow. So he's going to do it himself. So honor the guy. Get him a pair of slippers, a nice pillow. I know anything along those lines, you know. I mean, seriously, there's a lot of good things on there. If he's got a favorite dog, buy the dog a bed. Those are also up there on MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on your way out, and you will get a pleasant surprise. You'll save at least half, 50 to 60%, and right now he's got a BOGO going on. Buy one, get one. But you don't know Jack unless you go over there, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and then again, promo code Joe on your way out. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Helps me kick things off. And you got some MyPillow products, don't you?
I do, and I'm getting more.
You're getting more?
Yes, you're right. They're so cool. They're so wonderful. And I have all these pillows, and I root around. And then when I find that one and put my head down, I know it's the one because it feels so good.
Oh, you know, I'm not one of those foo-foo guys, and you know it, but I love the sheets. They are extremely
comfortable. What makes them so special? What makes them?
I don't know. They feel like there's a real sheet under you or over you.
Yes,
or under you.
It's not like, because I expected it to feel like, because I bought some very expensive Egyptian cotton and a gazillion thread count sheets. I mean, I've been there. But there's just something about these that you just go, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, right? Nice. I mean, seriously, people, we're not just making fun or saying it because it's them, but
no,
it is true.
I wouldn't
it is,
do that.
Really true, you know?
No, it's something special. And I will say, there's some, you make fun of your hair, but I like your hair like a chia pet, but I also like the beard thing you got going there. I was thinking about doing that for myself, but you do it so much better than mine could ever come in.
Well, you know, listen, I was going for the Wolfman Jack look, but I guess apparently that was much more natural for him. And
looks good.
You know who Wolfman Jack was, right? Don't give me that.
Of course I know. I am in the same age range. I'm older. I'm 100 years older than you by far.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so, that'll work.
Oh, I remember Wolfman Jack.
No, seriously. So, we were talking in the last hour, and how the mainstream media tries to spin these things to somewhat make sense, and they end up making it worse. But I got to believe that people are seeing through this. You know, we were talking about the black community and how black gun sales are up. It says that it's contributing to the higher suicide rate in blacks. What does that mean? The blacks are weak of mind or have too much depression going on, can't handle it anymore. And then some of the articles show that the reason they're buying more guns is because they're afraid of us white supremacists. And the only honest one, the only real honest article I found was in the Wall Street Journal, where it said the reason the black community is buying more guns because they are bearing the brunt of the rising violent crime in their neighborhoods, and they're going to protect themselves.
How about defund the police?
Yeah.
They don't think that there is any connection between people wanting to defend themselves and the left wanting to remove police from their communities.
Oh,
the
no. High, how dare you suggest
crime.
That?
Yeah. Right. So they can't. I mean, once you start teaching people that the left are liars, they is liars, and you can throw away everything that they say, then you can start looking at the news differently. I wish there was a course or a show, a TV show. Maybe that's what I should admit. A TV show that teaches people how to listen. I know. How to listen to the news. And it actually is a very funny concept. Especially with this article that you're talking about, black people are killing themselves. They're buying it. First of all, if you want to kill yourself, you ain't got to buy a gun to do that. So if suicide was really on their mind, they don't have to go and fill out apply for a gun license to kill themselves. So, you know, I'm pretty sure there's some household items.
No, I have to sit here and laugh because when I'm reading this stuff, I go, wow, they had to work hard to try to pull this. Somebody had to actually sit there and come out of their brain to even think about this stuff, right?
Right, but here's the sad thing. Is whoever maybe possibly came up with it actually believe it. Just like when you watch those videotapes of college kids saying that black people, the reason that voters IDs is harder for black people is because we really don't know how to get IDs and we don't know how to get we don't know how to operate cell phones. And those children believed it.
Oh, yeah, because you're too stupid to figure it out. All right.
You're too stupid.
We got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far, people. Sonya Smith will still be with us. We got a couple of stories we need to run through. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
What if you don't have your 40 acres?
Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you got something to say, but don't, because I want to get through these articles. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And and I know some of these people go nuts with the stuff we talk about, Sonya.
They should. Why? Do they think you're being racist towards me?
Yeah, they think I'm being condescending at times, which I think is hilarious. Me.
I love it that they don't think that I can pick that up and fight back against it.
I didn't think of it that
way.
That
shows how condescending.
That's exactly what they think.
That shows how condescending.
Well,
they
it shows that they don't know you at all. Because
not only, but they don't have any faith that a black woman can go, excuse me, hold up a minute, excuse me. The one group of people, women, in the world who go, holla, 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 let's get time the heck out. They don't think I can do that if there's something that's crossed the line?
know it. I've said to some people, you've called me on the carpet before for something I've said or not said or gone over. Well,
That's why people should be friends and be able to talk about stuff. So you can do that, and I expect vice reverse, as my mother would say, that you would do the same, because that's what friends do. But you know what?
You.
Liberals, they can't. You have to walk on eggs. And the fact that you think you have to walk on eggs around me is because I'm black or female is extremely condescending. Just so you know.
I don't walk on eggshells around anybody.
No, you love that.
They hate me so much.
You love that.
I love watching their eyebrows. Can you imagine you and I sitting at a breakfast table or a lunch table somewhere while you got some black folks sitting behind us and in front of us and the stuff we talk about there? They'd be passing out right in the booth. Some of them would probably come over like that show they had on TV. Some of them would probably come over and go, sweetheart, I'm sorry he's talking to you like that. That isn't right. He shouldn't be doing that.
Bless your heart. You just don't know. Yeah, they think that I'm either stupid or a sellout. I am so locked into white world that I don't even see it. That's what used to kill me about when I would do tea parties, because I was a tea party spokesperson nationwide. And then I get back and I look at the news articles and they talked about how racist it was and basically all these white sheets. And I'm like, not only did that not happen, but if it did, do they think I'm not smart enough to go, okay, they stepped over the line, I ain't doing this anymore, and I would report it myself?
No, you know what it is? It bothers me, because, you know, and we have some mutual black acquaintances, I won't call them friends, and when I talk to them about some of this stuff, because they tend to be more liberal, they say that you're ill-informed. That you have, drank the tea, if you would.
Yeah.
That you're really ill-informed about the true
issues. And I believe that they believe that. We were talking earlier.
It.
Yeah, they do. And faith comes by hearing, and our addition to that would be in hearing from the Word of God. They don't have that second part to it. So they only have faith by what they're hearing. Now, I'm telling you, on occasion, I will listen to what they're saying on CNN or MSNBC, and they're two different worlds. So if that's what you're hearing and that's what you're believing, and if you believe, we're talking about the January 6th so-called hearing, which was not a hearing at all. And if you people have never seen a hearing, if you don't know who the usual suspects are, like a Liz Cheney, like a Bill Burr, whatever his name is, I keep thinking of the comedian, if you don't know who these people are, then you don't know what they're apt to say, where their bent is. So you don't know that you're not getting a true and accurate accounting of what's going on. And if it's edited and it's not a trial at all, if you don't have sense enough,
right?
If you're just going, ooh, shiny, then, yeah, you're going to, so your faith comes by hearing and hearing crap.
Yep.
I'd rather hear, listen, you know me and watching trials.
Freak.
I am. There's something wrong with me. I should have been a lawyer, but I'm too one-sided and emotional about that. But I watched the whole George Floyd thing and I'm like, this guy is guilty as heck. As much as I believe that as much as I believe that George Floyd is not the hero that we need to be championing, and that the whole world should have not gone up in fire for, this case was really weak. I've talked to you for weeks and weeks about the Johnny Depp trial. I don't even like Johnny Depp. He's an American-hating, Trump-hating drug addict. But that only excludes you from having a point of view legally. So I think I'm very fair and balanced in that regard. But what they showed in terms of the January 6th so-called trial for the past couple of days, that's not a trial at all. Let's get Trump before he can run again, because we's in trouble if this man runs. But all they've done is angered the base with this trial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. And they're turning off the moderates, too, is from what I'm reading.
They don't have sense enough to see that.
No.
They don't have sense enough to say, you know what, maybe we should just be quiet right now because...
Well, I read a piece earlier by somebody at MSNBC who can't even get 500,000 people to watch a day over
there.
They're bad. They're in a bad way right now. So they were talking about how the ultra MAGA they won't change. Now we have a new term, you know that, right? We have the ultra MAGA. So the ultra MAGA will never turn away from Trump.
Oh, okay. Those are the ones. Okay, yeah. Got it.
But the more moderate MAGA will see this trial or see these hearings and realize how bad Trump really was, and they will come. They will leave the GOP and come over to the Democratic Party.
Oh yeah. Okay. They'll see that trial and they go, "Yeah, he's a bad guy." And I gotta go get $8 a gallon gas right now. I can't afford to get a home. My kids are gonna be told that their gender is not their own. Oh, come on! They think they think January 6th is their only problem?
Oh, you know these hearings are nothing but a distraction to try to get us away from, you know, to your point, the high food costs. Right, I was joking earlier. We go through Welch's grape juice. We could buy it 55-gallon drums if Costco sold it, and we'd have to get one every week. I mean, we just go through it like crazy. So
ooh, that sounds good.
I went to a bunch of supermarkets, and guess what? I can't find Welch's grape juice.
Get out of here!
No, I mean I can't find it anywhere.
Okay, I want to talk about this on the other side because I got Welch's
grape juice. You don't like Welch's grape juice?
Not at all. I'd never drink it, but that's not the point.
All right.
I'm bougie. Like that.
We'll find out what the point is. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Can I,
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says he hopes the Department of Justice charges former President Donald Trump if the evidence reaches the threshold to prove that Trump pushed an election fraud conspiracy that spurred the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
What's most important to me at this moment is to make sure that the vast majority of Americans understand that the country's at threat.
The comments from Kinzinger follow the first of six public hearings of the committee. A family trip to Massachusetts has ended in tragedy, with a mother dead and her six-year-old son missing.
The family of six were fishing Thursday when two of the children entered the water. The mother jumped in to save them, then went under and was found by rescuers. After life-saving efforts were performed at the scene, she was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we get to fix anything, people, is when you're part of the solution, you're paying attention, and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And that means you're out there voting. You're out there helping people to vote, to know what to vote for. No joke. That's serious. It's really what you need. And again, I said 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week.
I think I figured out something.
You look serious.
No, because I think I figured something out.
Oh, you should be happy. Big smile. No?
My scientist look. Yeah. You were talking about the left says that black people are buying guns because of suicide, to commit suicide.
Yes.
All right.
To get away from them, but they think it's to get away from
Right, but that's not true. Here's the thing, is nobody can afford meat to barbecue, and Juneteenth is coming up.
Oh, God.
So, I think, I'm just putting two and two together here, and
you think it's Juneteenth depression? That's what it is?
Yes. I think if there was any reason to off yourself, is because Juneteenth is coming. You're a guy, and what do guys want to do the most during July?
Barbecue.
Or Juneteenth? Barbecue.
I mean, look at Father's Day is coming up, and I always tease people.
Father's Day. Okay, all right. This is the triple whammy. You have Father's Day.
I ain't getting involved in this one. This is all you. Go ahead.
You have Father's Day, you have Juneteenth, and you have the 4th of July, none of which you can provide your family with meat for. So what choice do you have is to go down, file a report, file an application for a gun, and bada bing, bada boom, to use your language.
Wait a minute.
And when I say boom, I mean, this is how crazy the left is.
Well, I'm watching all these things that are coming up with as to why blacks are committing suicide, why they're buying more guns. And I told you, the only publication that had a sane response was the Wall Street Journal. It said, because they live in high crime areas, and what's going on right now are out of control, mostly in their areas.
That doesn't address the suicide issue. It definitely addresses why the applications for guns have gone up. But the suicide.
Do you believe in suicide? Do you believe? See, I have a hard time believing what they print, so I'm not so sure I believe,
don't believe
the suicide
rate. Unless they can show me, I do not believe the suicide. Let me just. Okay, I'm not even going to say something off color, but if I can say that.
In your case, you're going to say something on color, but a book.
It's just that's not our thing. It's like okay. I'm going to backtrack.
Okay.
I'm going to use a Chris Rock joke about white kids killing their families, their mother and father. That's not something we typically do. First of all, we're scared to death of our mothers. All right? So the last thing, we're scared to try to pull a trigger on her, even in her sleep, because we'd be like, excuse me, what you trying to do? But... So that's not, when you look in the news, even the, and I have to say this, even the serial killers, it's not typically, but I will say, it's not typically black kids who go out and shoot up a school. However, if they did, it wouldn't be reported because they're black. So I will ride the line on that one. I will toe put the line on that one. But I don't know that we're out there suicidal, especially black males, like they're reporting. And we have to know, if you are astute at all in watching the liberal news, is that they're saying anything as close to their worst holidays. Father's Day, which they've been monumental in alleviating from black families as fathers. Then you're talking Juneteenth, and they want to... Juneteenth you never even heard of until last year, so they're trying to make that into a thing. And then July 4th is coming up after that, which is pro-American, and they don't want us to be to connect with that at all in terms of black people. So you got your trifecta here of of working against black people.
Yeah, I don't, you know, when it comes to this stuff, really, for me, I sit there and right away, if the Dems are saying this is what it's all about, then I start off with, this is not what it's all about.
You go the opposite. Right. And that would be course 101. That's liberal media 101.
Yep.
If they say it, it's a lie.
Yeah.
If they say it, but I would love to teach people, like I would love to tell people, well, then what could it be? What is it about? Because they're not doing this just to lie. They're doing this to create a narrative. And like I just spelled out, maybe not artfully, but what they're trying to do, given this time period of Father's Day, which they've ruined, 4th of July, which they hate, and Juneteenth, which they're trying to bring into the forefront to tell us that we've been neglected and lied to, and this is all about slavery, which in any case, if they can bring things back to slavery, that is exactly what they're going to do. So this is a very interesting time to see what news is going to be about right now, because they've got all those things. It's a trifecta.
You know, I'm thinking as you're talking, and you're right. I mean, think about all the things that are come at you at one time in one shot, right? And somebody sent me, I can't find it now, I was looking for it. Somebody sent me something that Juneteenth, they were calling it Black Independence Day.
That's what I always thought it was.
Okay. So it's very close to the 4th of July. Independence Day.
So
there's many in the black community that won't celebrate the 4th.
People
of July.
Have not been celebrating July the 4th. Black people have not been celebrating that since I was young.
Really?
And that was a long time ago, as you know.
Okay. Well, it's all about barbecue. So why wouldn't you? I don't understand.
No, they don't. I mean, they may barbecue, but they don't do it in the name of July the 4th. And my liberal relatives who's, you know, every year they gave a July the 4th thing, but they never mentioned America. They never, nope. But,
you know, I've been to several Dem events, and the missing part of that every single time is they never do the Pledge of Allegiance at the front end, ever.
Oh, well, come on. That's they don't do the... I did the Pledge of Allegiance with my one of my grandkids who I was homeschooling, and one of the other grandkids heard it, and they go, "What is that?" This kid had never heard it.
Wow.
So no, that's been out of the picture for a long time.
Wow.
But the left hates America, so there's no way they're going to celebrate. They're only taking the advantage because it's the day off.
Well, you know that the whole idea behind the Second Amendment was to preserve white supremacy and slavery.
Of course.
Right, so...
But that's what they tell and people who they've taught to be emotional and hateful towards America, of course they're going to believe that.
Well, this comes from that wonderful MSNBC, the Mady Hanson show.
I don't even never heard of it.
There's a guy, I thought this guy was Al King? Remember the guy with the hair that was like out everywhere, the black guy that was a promoter? What was his name?
King, the boxer guy. What's his name?
I don't know his name, but this guy looks just like him. His name is Ellie Niestel, right? And he looks just like him, except he's got glasses on. But he talked about this, and he said, you know, that the need for a well-regulated militia came only out of the desire to put down slave revolts. They said they needed the Second Amendment because they needed the armed discipline that was their word, militia, to put down slave revolts. And they were worried that under the original Constitution, the federal government had all the power to raise the militia. The Southerners needed the militia to put down slave revolts because it's a bit difficult to hold people in bondage against their will without guns. So I'm like, wow, I couldn't find that in the Constitution. But hey,
after the break,
whatever helps you sleep at night. Joe Massini, your host, Sonia Smith joins me, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far, people.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina.
We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
You're listening to the Joe McPhee Show. We are back. You know, one thing I love about this show when I have guests on? It's the only time I can really win an argument with a woman. Seriously. And, like, shh, stop talking. We're going in. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. I see that look. Thank God I'm not within striking distance.
The only reason, people, he wins an argument with me is because he's got command of the microphone.
Ooh.
He can shut me off in a heartbeat. So no, I'm very.
If I was close to you, I would never shut you off. I just take me too long to heal afterward.
yeah, right, so,
Well, I just want to get a little racist with you. I don't mean to do it on purpose.
Please do.
I try to get myself educated here. So the University of Illinois has decided that they're going to cancel the word obesity because it's racist. They say that, first and foremost, that the black population, or half of the black population,
we fat.
Is obese. So yeah, you're fat. And which leads to an increased risk of heart disease and stroke and type 2 diabetes and certain kinds of cancer and all this stuff. And obesity seems to be somewhat aimed at the black community. You know, we have processed foods, larger meals, sedentary lifestyles. Is really obesity, is that a bad word in the black community? Look at that.
As a comedy writer, that setup was really going to get me in trouble.
Well, listen, he goes on, one of the doctors goes on to say the medical term is racist and should be replaced with the word term people with larger bodies. The RNR
why isn't that? I'm sorry.
Race scientists used fatness and differing body characteristics to classify black people as less civilized and as a way to justify slavery, racism, classism, and also control women according to their health brief.
Okay, I just think he needs to have his testosterone level checked before he's able to talk about anything. This is a guy who is so influenced by the left and by feminists that he is saying crazy stuff just to have, let's just call it politely, a female companion.
Okay.
I'm going to say that politely as I can. obesity.
Go ahead.
I don't think, you know, and I'm in the inner city a lot. I'm around a lot of different people a lot. And I would say, okay, ooh, golly, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I would say that I consider myself, when I'm in our neck of the woods, and I won't tell you where that is, but it's predominantly white. I am probably, and I feel, overweight. Some people may look at me and go, no, you're not. But I feel that way. Because of this environment where all the women are shrunken down and they're anorexic and they work out all the time and that's their thing. And I met a guy who said, I don't think black women come above 130 pounds or below 130 pounds. So I think as a black woman in a white society, which I've kind of always been in, I've always felt myself overweight. But when I meet me, they go, no, you're not. So I think I think there is a racial component to weight, especially for women. And I'm always trying to be honest with you.
Yeah, but is it racial?
No, it's not racist. I said racial.
Oh, okay.
So as a woman,
I'm glad
black,
you clarified because I'm uneducated. Need some help.
No, because I'm black. We have density. We have bone density that makes us. We are heavier by nature, athletic by nature, to a certain extent. I think that I am absolutely much more weight conscious because I live in a white community than I would be if I lived in a black community. Now, if you look up black insecurities or securities, you will find out that black women have far less insecurities about their weight, which is lovely. And I'm like, God, I missed out on that. If
so,
I had been
so
born
black
in the
community,
hood,
when you're in the black community or you know, in with your friends, if you're large, is it more acceptable? Less?
Yes, most of them are. So what I'm telling you. So now with my grandchildren who are in this football league and all this stuff, I've been going to the hood a lot lately.
Okay.
Outside of our area.
Yes, I got
it. Which is predominantly white. So I go in those areas and I go, dang, I'm kind of skinny. I'm po, as my mother would say.
Oh, God.
It's just not like, so it's not uncommon at all. I mean, I am underweight compared to what I'm seeing in the hood.
Interesting.
Yes, there is a difference. So I'm not saying that what that article is saying is true, but I am saying that body density and weight is a very different than when you're around these, you know, and I live and have gone to school with, since I was a child, white women who will throw up rather than to have extra body weight, and black women who go, okay, so let me tell you this. And we have a mutual friend. I'll tell you on the commercial break. She adopted a black child, and she has her own white children. The white children, the white girls would go, oh, my God, does my butt look fat in these jeans? the black children goes, does my butt look fat in these jeans? I'm like, that's a huge difference right there. We want our butts to look fat in the jeans. White kids are like, I'm going to throw up some more if my butt looks fat in these jeans. So is there a racial component to the word obesity? I don't think the word obesity, because half people don't know what that is. But
when you look at, like, okay, so what was it, Madea movies, right? And you see them having a party or get together, a backyard barbecue, whatever it is, right? You see all them large black women, and then the younger girls are all like,
having a good time, feeling
thin,
good about themselves, right? And feeling beautiful, and the men appreciate
them. But let me tell you what, though. I joke all the time is you could take every one of those people, turn them white in the backyard, give them Italian last names, and that would be the barbecue at the back of my house.
Same way.
Although
it would be fried chicken
to be lasagna. You know what I'm saying?
No, so you and I talk about the same thing.
Yeah.
Black people, and I remember the first time I went to an Italian. They're black. They have the same demeanors. They have the same priorities. So blacks and Italians, we can't even talk on this subject. But white people, that's white women, and I feel sorry for them because they've been told that they're not beautiful unless they're emaciated. And listen, I have compassion because I was raised in it, so I never feel like I'm at the right size because I'm comparing myself against the group that I grew up around and with, which is way underweight and not normal.
Oh, that's interesting because I never really looked at people because of my family members. You just saw, I know some of my cousins.
You saw normal people.
They're going to kill me, okay? But you know, I saw this natural progression, you know, to these young, thin, Italian-looking women, girls, and then when they got older, they got a little rounder around the middle.
Because they had children, they were normal, they were women. But that's not what Hollywood promotes. That's not what, in our neighborhood, the white women promote. The white women out here, I remember when I moved out here, I go, these are ex-cheerleaders who are still trying to live in their glory days. And when you're doing that, you're emaciated, you're thrown. I feel, but the same injections in their buttocks and in their lips and their face and shoulders, and that's what we say to women. I hope my internet's working.
Yeah,
it's a woman thing, but
it's okay. I can hear
it's
my
a, it's definitely a woman thing, but it's not a racial thing.
All right, so we're about out of time.
Okay.
And
no, I'm sorry.
I always appreciate your time with you. You keep talking.
I'm
just going to cut us off eventually.
I will be talking when we're off the air because I've got no life.
Yes, you do. Anyway, yeah. But I always appreciate your time with me. I really mean that sincerely. I love the emails we get sometimes when people are talking to me in our neighborhood who listen. It was,
they're really going to get you tonight.
Her, right?
I've exposed the cheerleader mom.
Yes. These soccer moms still listening to music from the 80s, but they're wonderful people. And we'll be back. I'll be back on Monday, people. Sonya will be back next week. Enjoy your weekend. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me on Monday. God bless. Have a great weekend.